Jacob Hooper, JACOBHOOPER, 11580. This is a 44-year-old gentleman currently on hospice. With history of congestive heart failure, COPD, shortness of breath, tachycardia, glucose 92% on 2 liters, heart rate 127, today using his nebulizer at least 4 times a day. Patient continues to have severe shortness of breath despite oxygen, breathing treatments, prednisone, and Acthalord reducer medications. Patient has been taking Norco 5325. I've sometimes taken 2 tablets to control his pain. I explained to him that increasing the Norco to 2 tablets on a regular basis can put him at upper limits of acetaminophen, which can cause toxicity. Period. He also takes trazodone to help with rest at night. He also taking Zyprexia and Remeron to help him with anxiety related to his severe shortness of breath. He has other comorbidities, includes coronary artery disease, history of angina, orthopnea, PND. O2 dependency, period. He's had a history of myocardial infarction in the past, contributing to his shortness of breath and severe decreased exercise tolerance, period. His KPS at this time is at 40%, requires help with all ADL. He's definitely bowel and bladder incontinent, wears a diaper at all times. Also has a history of mixed hyperlipidemia. His weight loss and cardiac cachexia has been deemed unavoidable given his severe heart disease. He also has some edema of his lower extremity at 2+. LMAC is 22 centimeter. Has protein, calorie, malnutrition. And requires the help of others to be able to survive. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Any type of activity causes him to be very short of breath. He's also short of breath at rest and with conversation, which makes him at the New York Heart Association class four congestive heart failure. He states that sometimes at rest he takes his oxygen off because he's more comfortable, but any kind of activity or even conversation make him very short of breath and requires him to put the oxygen back on. Changes O2 sat at 95% on room air. He just took off his oxygen to be able to converse with me. and has been on oxygen most of the day. Thank you.